Well, I have to shove like 12 of them out to eat like one, though. That's the problem.
Surprise. Cool. Welcome to the Real People Gaming Podcast. This is our episode 3. My name's Jen.
I'm Dustin.
I'm Ryan.
Yeah, we're here with Team Tactic. Ryan.
Mike. Sawyer.
Jake.
Nick. Not so Slim Shady.
Yeah.
All right, so typically when we have these episodes, I kind of go down everybody's journey through how they got into gaming. I don't know if you guys want to start doing that, or you just like have some shit you want to bring up.
Yeah, when I came out of the womb, it was just like I had a controller in my hand. I don't know what happened.
You're the least active player on our team.
I don't play anything.
You played in one of my tournaments.
Yeah, and shockingly, I skilled it.
Yeah, did you do well at
all? I got second place.
Did you actually?
Because our team got first place.
Oh.
Our actual players got first.
Okay.
And I got second with a random kid.
That random kid also put Mike in his backpack.
Oh, yo, you should have seen me. I was like baby Carlos, like in the front bag. Just all day. I think I got one kill and died like right away, but he went off.
That kid had like, I think it was like 18 kills in the two games.
Yo, even Pippen got a ring. You know? You don't all gotta be Jordan to get a ring. Iguodala has 3. What do you mean?
So I love pretty much Pippen.
I started with a Nintendo 64.
They'll probably say it.
Oh, we used to play.
My sister had it, and she wouldn't let me play it, so I got mad. So whenever she didn't play it, I would play it.
You have a sister?
Pokemon Stadium.
I had a sister.
All day.
Pokemon Stadium. Super Smash Brothers, the original, and the main game that I played like endlessly was Star Fox 64.
Dude, so good.
That game was absolute flames. Although when I was super young, I couldn't get past Sector Y. Ever. Never beat Sector Y. And then when I was like 17 years old, bought myself an N64.
Yeah.
Go get Zach.
He's Sector Y. We're getting Zach.
Well, I bought myself an N64. And I destroyed that game. I meddled everything. I was like getting 300, 400 hits on every map that was like possible to get that amount. I was going off. That game, I unlocked James McCloud.
Ooh.
Great game.
Playing Horde. Gears of War.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was big.
So
that was
too.
That's the last time I like absolutely loved the game. It was Gears.
Although I think like the
Gears is a great game.
Gears is amazing.
At least was a great game.
Probably.
No, still.
But for the record, when I actually started playing games like a ton, it was Sonic Adventure 2 Battle, Chao Garden.
Yo.
Not the game.
Yo.
Not what it was intended
to be. Yes. This man.
The only reason you play the levels is for shit to give your chat.
No, this man had a breeding chart.
Yeah, that game was.
Sick. He was breeding.
No, you don't get it.
You had the freaking angel one.
No, you don't get it, Jen. It's way deeper than that.
And we grinded that game.
I had a genetic chart of all their parents, their family tree, the traits that they would pass down, the possible traits they could pass down. The chances of passing down a 2-2.
My man was playing God. He was playing God in Sonic.
Listen,
and it's unacceptable.
Listen, by the way.
Chao Island, if you're going to use that for information, on the Chao Garden is incorrect.
Oh my god.
Alright, it's wrong. There are 2 alleles per gene.
Oh my god. No one's listening for Chao.
But when you open, when you hatch a solid color Chao, they're born with a random second allele. It's not AA like a standard 2-tone. Just know that.
Listen.
I
had 4 of the what's it called?
Chaos Chao.
Chaos Chao's, right? It was my brother had 2 and I had 2. And they were like, we went for these things. Like, it was like a lifetime goal, right? I go to my friend Brian Tommy's house.
Right.
And I brought my memory card.
Yeah,
that's like what it was.
And he stole all of them.
And I plugged it into his GameCube, and his GameCube was notorious for deleting memory cards for some odd reason. But I risked it because he wanted to see it. He didn't believe it. I plugged in, and that was the last time I ever saw it.
Do you even know how to get one?
Have you asked me now? Probably not. But they used to go into that little fucking egg, and then they would hatch, and then it would just be like see through, and my guy had horns, and then my brother's was like the angel one.
You have to do it three times. You have to go through three full... Three full life cycles and feed them one of each animal.
I had to hear this every single day, like waiting for practice to start.
This was in college.
Yeah, literally waiting for lacrosse to start.
I'm thinking you're like 10.
No, Scott.
I'm like tying my cleats, like practice. It's like 80 degrees out, like just getting in the zone. And he's like, yeah, so I was playing Chow Garden today. And I was like, I don't care. I'm like, we need to... I'm like, I have 10 minutes to get ready for this. And
but he's like, yeah, so like... I have four S's right now on the same Chow.
He's like, yeah, I think like another 130,000 tries. Like, it's a definite. It's a definite that he's going to hatch.
Do you have this right now? Like, is it on a memory card saved somewhere?
I have three memory cards, each of different...
I'd be curious to see that.
Each of different, like, goes at it, because I would get the 5S Chow, and then I'd be like, you know what? I feel like this took me too long. I want to really get it quicker this time. So I just tried to... I tried to optimize breeding.
112!
It's hard.
I've seen a 113.
The problem is, it's all RNG. The first two eggs you hatch, everything. The most recent one that I had like an... It was, I think it was AACDD, and you could really work with a chow that's born with two A's.
That's interesting.
Makes it so easy. You get to skip like six generations to get to an S for each one.
You know what's interesting about that is that the creators of that game made it that detailed where you could, like, actually make your own charts for breeding them. I just think that's super interesting.
I actually think they messed up.
You think they messed up?
I think it was an error, because the way that some things are, like, some traits never get passed down, some are, like, some coexist, like, some are co-dominant, so they'll both show. So you can get weird things like jewel chows, which you can't usually get. We're going to get off Sonic Adventure 2 battle.
A jewel chow?
Shout out the Game Boy Advance to plug it in and like get extra shit for your chows.
The you can get the Tails chow from Phantasy Star Online.
So that was your main shit. Your original shit was growing up on N64, and then in college you just went full in on Sonic Adventure 2.
No, I didn't start in college.
The Smash Melee theme song was just... He never shut the TV in the dorm. We dormed together.
Yeah.
He never shut the TV.
All you heard was the CRT.
We're cousins.
They're really good friends.
Yeah.
All you hear is the game in the back, because he wouldn't shut the TV because I think it wouldn't turn back on. There's a big fear. So for 6 months, all you hear 24/7 on a loop is Smash Melee.
Is Smash Ultimate better than Melee?
It's hard to tell.
Should we not talk
it's too about early. it's too early.
It's a sensitive subject.
It's just going to go down.
It's not a sensitive subject. I think it makes perfect sense.
It's not sensitive at all.
The technical gap is huge. I think Melee is probably a better game. And I think
like
Ultimate's more fun.
With Jake that you can strike, and this was one of them.
That's it. I'm done.
If you play Brawl,
leave the podcast.
Brawl's the best game, right?
That's it.
Yeah.
If you play Brawl,
best ever. Yeah. Eric is 00 Wolf asked, would you rather know when you die or how you die?
When?
Like in
no, how I die.
That's a really good question.
Wait, in real life? Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't.
Because if you know you're dying that day, you can kind of choose what you want to die from, right?
Yeah.
Because you could just put yourself in a situation where you're like, okay, this might be not the worst death.
But, like, what if you think, like,
what if you
think you're going to die skydiving and you get rocked by a car on the way there? Like, you're dying tomorrow and you're like, I'm going to drive.
You're still set up
for
it, though, and you could do whatever you want.
No, but think about it.
No, but you're just itching the whole drive. You're like, I'm about to get hit. Like, every car that comes closer, that was it.
Think of this plot point, right? Oh, yeah, meteor hits your house. Easy. They actually tell you the day that you're gonna die, and you do it to yourself. It was never actually fate, but because you want to choose the way you die,
maybe
you
weren't
do die
actually
that day
gonna die.
You were...
Yeah.
Yo, write this down. We gotta make a movie. Write it down. I think I want
to
choose how I would die. I like would want to know how I'm gonna
die.
Yeah,
same. Because I know I'd go out like in a sick way.
Because they're like, you're gonna die by like,
yes.
You're gonna die from skydiving. I would just be like, I'm going skydiving today.
Yeah.
I don't really want to go to work Monday.
Third time's a charm.
Maybe it's this time. Or you never go skydiving, and then you don't die.
I'll just be disappointed with something mediocre, like I slipped in a bathtub.
Yeah.
Something that's just like an everyday
thing. Yeah, can you imagine? Someone's like, yeah, dude.
How do you die?
I died in World War III. It's like, oh. man. Yeah. I shit myself and blew up my butt. Yeah.
Like, I tripped on a corn nut.
Horrible.
You die of old age. It's like, God damn it.
Come on!
I have to keep going?
Is 30 old? Like,
relatively old age.
Yeah. That was a good question.
That was a good question.
That was a really good one.
Who said that one?
It was Eric is 00 Wolf.
Yeah, shout out.
Yeah.
Shout out.
That's cool.
He's been following us.
This is the boy.
That's cool until his next message is, I know how you're all going to die.
Yeah, right?
So he's like, LOL, I'm in charge.
I know the day and how you're going to die.
You're
oh, no.
What's your favorite video game?
My favorite video game?
Yes. You can give a top three. You can give a top three.
MW2.
Okay. Respect.
That's Modern Warfare 2?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of respect.
Yeah, I think that's going to be one.
The intervention's in that one. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
The
first game I ever like really got into, so I'm gonna have to throw that one. COD 4.
COD 4 is the first game I like super.
Yeah,
got
that
into.
That was probably
Xbox
the first game.
I mean, not really unpopular opinion, but pretty much like even opinion. COD 4 is better than MW2.
No, I think that's wrong.
But I'm not nostalgic on it.
No.
If you take out the M16, it's a better game.
That seemed like a very unpopular opinion, actually.
No, still no.
Yeah, you're wrong.
It's very good, but no, you're wrong.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
Yeah. In the chat, you're just wrong.
It's in the chat.
Everything in MW2 is just perfect.
No, that's so wrong.
That's
too.
Also wrong. Stopping power.
Stopping power. One man army.
Juggernaut.
Stop. Like no. Both those games had flaws, but Modern Warfare 2 was better.
Yeah.
I think the maps were better.
Maps were
better. Until I got hacked, and now I'm flying through the map.
There was more.
That
guns.
Was something else.
There was
man.
More guns.
That was something.
I mean, even though there was a
so
lot
many
of...
more bad guns. You're right.
No.
All right, so what do you think was the worst map in MW2?
Wasteland.
Yeah.
For sure.
Just an open land.
Yeah.
I mean, I would get a lot of kills there just because of the bunker. But other than
Call
that,
Duty 4.
It was just nothing to it.
And,
the
remake.
Maybe.
Wetworks
I don't remember anything.
Wetworks is on the ship. It's super dark and there's crates and there's a middle overhang.
You can go under and over.
Honestly, wasn't the biggest fan of Estate.
What?
They didn't really like it that much.
What?
Bro, this guy's out of his mind.
This thing was great.
You obviously
said,
I had to grind to get that.
That's
my house.
Estate is the one.
I need pictures.
Estate is the one with the big wooden house.
I feel the same.
The big wooden house in and like it goes downhill to like that little shitman building.
Shout out,
and then there's a tank forward.
Oh,
and then like wraps around.
Yeah, can you play with that kid?
The one where I would just M21 EBR everything.
Does he really?
Yeah, he's always on.
No Cardi.
Sauce. All right,
third game.
I would end.
You know, I really, I don't know, but
bro,
I was playing Speedrunners the other day.
I can literally
speedrunners
it's like one hand
but
you and like
your
I can
right
one hand
now.
Beat you in the day, bro.
I wouldn't consider this a
game.
But it's a sick
I'm
game.
Good.
You just it's just a PvP and you just gotta like it's just like an obstacle map and you have like dude, I can't explain it.
Fun
but
run.
It's like Fun Run, but
it's
like
Fun Run.
Oh
yeah. Temple
I've
Run.
Temple Run
is not anything
Temple
like Fun Run.
Temple Run. Oh man, Flappy Bird.
What's up? Yeah, bro, I can cut the hell out of
Flappy Bird.
Yeah.
I still have that on an iPhone. Somewhere.
Do you remember 2048?
No.
I used to sit in class
where
you have to put the blocks and they keep multiplying.
Oh,
I used to play
2048.
Yeah, you have to keep in the corner.
You know 2048 costs $1 now?
No, I would pay it though.
That's stupid.
I
just like, who's playing it?
That was the game back then.
That was the game.
I used to play that in class, and then when I'd like close my eyes to sleep in class, I would see it. I would legitimately see it. It was like bugging me out, so I had to stop playing. Because I
was
doing it too much.
You know that battery-operated Corvette that Sienna has?
Yeah.
Isn't this the key?
No, well, hers works. So.
Wait, Sienna is in the child?
Yeah.
Yeah, our
Mike. Three favorite video games.
Yeah, my niece.
Three favorite video games?
He can't ask like that.
Yes, he can. He's
like,
Gears
2.
Gears 2.
Why two?
Gears 2.
It's not in Horde mode.
Oh.
It started Horde.
Horde, bro.
Yeah. The OG Zombies. It's not even a game. It's just my favorite.
Call of
like,
Duty World at War
me,
Zombies.
Me and Jake used to play both of those all night.
I don't
yeah,
even
really
look,
oh,
I'm not
bro.
Gonna, I'm not going to disagree with you because of what the reason that it was is because we played it, but like... Black Ops 1, Black Ops 2, and every other followation, every other continuation with Darius in it is strictly better.
Let's just call it Darius. Darius is just the best.
Yeah, what was the
Darius is the best.
The
Hunted?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, third favorite game? I'm going to take NCAA football.
Well,
that's what made it.
Really?
Bro.
Whichever year you're watching it, that year.
NCAA football? I used to play, like, as the Gators, and I would have the murderer Hernandez. Bro, I used to get all the gamer score of like 400 yards to a tight end.
Yeah.
No, Madden was good too.
No,
I used to play Madden 06 on GameCube. But like, I think it's the nostalgia that doesn't exist anymore. It had a run, but then they started suing
because
the players weren't getting paid for their likeness. Because they're amateurs.
No wall jumps.
It's an amateurism thing because the NCAA, they're not professional. You can't be paid for your likeness.
I love
that. So EA Sports is making the game without giving them money for having literally like people in the game. Or on the cover. So they got sued and had to stop making the game. But that's why. It's the nostalgia of it. It was amazing.
Yeah.
You really don't know Hunted though?
Dude, NCAA football? Those were great.
I
had to throw a sports one in there.
Nick, you're up, daddy.
I'm okay with that.
Halo 1, Halo 2, Halo 3.
NCAA football? Like,
yeah, bro.
Yeah, that's probably my top
great.
Three. Yeah, that's probably my top three. You remember the mascot games?
All right, guys, do you guys have the speaking knife?
Cause
Nick, the speaking knife.
I have the speaking gat. Like, let's go, brother. Like,
it was Black Ops 3, by the way.
I have a speaking knife.
Is that fully automatic like mine? I think I can speak when I
want. You want to die today?
Don't bring a knife to a gunfight, brother.
Can't slap box a bullet.
That's a fact. Can't slap box a bullet.
Alright, three games, go.
Halo 3? Number one would be Halo 3.
Everyone's so
predictable. He's skipping third and second place, going straight to number one, his number one spot being
Halo 3. I went 1-3.
We'll go 3-1, and we'll keep Halo 1 a secret.
Halo
3 a secret. All right. Wow. This is actually hard, dude.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, the game. Wow. I was like, really?
No.
You played World of Warcraft?
Yeah, I did for, like, a month. we're going to go... There's a lot of games, but... All right, I'm going to go...
Wait, I'm...
Yo...
No way.
I'm gonna
guarantee.
That was
as of like, dude, it's so hard. As of like funness wise, like the things that I grinded.
But you
was
enjoyed the
Goat Simulator.
Castle Crashers.
I told you! I told you! I literally said Nick's gonna say
Castle Crashers. Castle Crashers is phenomenal. Like
never saw it coming.
Endless fun.
No, I didn't.
Like, there was like something about that game where it's just like you have to beat the storyline to get a new character,
mm-hmm.
do it all over again, and it was just as fun. And then do it all over again. And then there was insane mode, and it was fun. Great game.
I think the multiplayer aspect of that was what made it really great.
Yeah.
So I played that with my Xbox friends.
Yeah, it was sick. It was awesome. And then like,
I knew it.
You got like all like the swords and stuff, and then there was like secret ones you could like, you know, go on YouTube to find because you don't even find it. Who would look behind a big frog for a sword? Not me. So that, and then number two, honestly, it's like. I'll just give it to Epic Games because Fortnite and Gears of War have been really fun for me. Like, I love Gears.
Mm.
Gears is great.
Every single company. I'm at Nintendo.
No, like, alright. It's honestly, I probably.
It's Gears is so good, bro.
Gears is really fun. Like, just the Horde was great. Horde, and I actually liked online competitive, like, the wall bouncing and stuff. And turning
it felt real.
Into,
like, it felt like actually competitive. Like, it felt very...
Until you turn the corner,
like,
personal.
I'm big third person.
Because you're, like, right in front of somebody, and you can, like, chain them, you can gun them down, you can dodge out of the way. Like,
it's the third person.
I like
I love playing third person.
I like when you just have, like, you know, you're wall peeking, your kids come and you turn into Wendy's chili, and it's just all over. There was just rooms at a time. You know when you're in that Gears match? And everyone's just there, and you're just running because people are just shotgunning each other. There's just chili everywhere, and you're running through it, and you like hear the guts that you're walking over. And the headshots in that game were the best sounds ever.
Yo, the Nasher, bro?
Dude.
Come around the corner of the Nasher. Bang!
No, it's come around the corner with a sawed off.
Stop.
The Nasher.
What was that, Judgment, when they did that?
Gears 3, dude.
That was Gears
3. I had Judgment unwrapped. Like, I
Gears
had Judgment fully, like, closed, like, branded.
Okay, so you know how the Nasher It did a ton of damage, but it only one-shot it if you're in, like, pretty close range. Mm-hmm. The sawed-off one-shot it. It couldn't go as far. But if you were in the same room as them, if they were in a 360 spiral around you, somehow it would hit.
Yeah, it was stupid.
They'll be wall camping, they'll run past the wall, and you'll fire it that way, and they're...
Yo, you guys trying to play horror tonight? Yeah. Like, what's good?
Yeah, then Halo 3 is number one, 100%.
Why Halo 3?
Go. There's no reason why not. Go.
The maps, the maps,
right?
Yeah, the synergy. Bro, the BR hit registration is
the costumes, the pageantry, you completely understand it.
It's just like, that game is so simple, but so good, and so competitive. Like, I play like hardcore, so there's only like, everyone has the same gun. There's a sniper, there's rockets, there's a custom power-up, not even on every map. So it's like, everyone is the same, everyone has the same stuff, and you gotta work as a team. Like, if you don't
so
have
it's
the
about
pack,
skill and
it's
teamwork,
about, it's
not
really,
it's
100%
skill-based.
I think it's actually less skill, more teamwork. I think
it's
if your team is worse,
yeah.
If your team is worse one by one, but your communication is better than a team with no mics,
yeah.
Who's the best players in the game.
Yeah, no, I have evidence because, like, I'm not trying to brag, but, like, I've dogged on pros when they're just searching by themselves. Their pros are pros because of, like, their map communication and what they're doing and where they know where to be because they're so used to playing with their teammates. So they go their routes and it just works out together. So that's why I like specifically Flamesword, if you're watching this, you've got dogged on.
I just got a comment about Halo 3.
To clarify, Optic
Flamesword.
Yeah.
Optic. Mike, his name is Mike Chavez.
It is.
What's his real name?
Otherwise known as Phase Jesus, Optic Jesus.
Yeah.
Optic Jesus?
His hair is like,
yeah,
I would mess you up in Halo 1.
Aries0019 said Halo 3 is trash. And that's just going to be my podcast after this.
And he plays what?
He plays Halo 5.
Oh, okay.
Halo 5 is not a real game.
That actually just hurt me. That was personal.
So, like, if you want to, like, argue that.
My man just stood up, by the way.
The Halo 5 Championship Series, the last Halo 5 huge tournament, had 5,000 viewers on Twitch, right? So, sweet numbers. The Halo 3 doubles tournament throwback with all the Halo 3 pros had 22,000 viewers.
So it's better.
It's just
people haven't seen it in a while.
Sometimes you go to the videos with
that's
less views, like community comes.
No, the community of Halo is like
I'm about
all,
the community.
He also hates Halo 5 for the record, he said. He hates Halo 5.
Oh yeah, Halo 5's trash.
Just plays it again.
Halo 5, they just tried too much. It's like the sprint, you don't need sprint in Halo. It does not make the game faster. Halo 3 is just as fast if you watch any MLG game.
You
wanna
watch?
It's how you play the game. Like it's not just so sprinting, they made the maps, it's just no.
You don't need to sprint, they have to compensate for a bigger map. Competitive is 110% speed anyway, and you don't have control over your gun.
Top three, Chief.
Go 3-1, go 3-1.
Go 3-1, Kingdom Hearts 2.
Oh, don't forget Brawl,
melee,
I know you love that game.
With my controller.
Okay, so,
Kingdom Hearts 2, specifically the final mix.
Chao Gordon.
Sonic Adventure 2 Battle doesn't hit the list. Sonic Adventure 2 Battle.
Come on,
it's down second. Sonic Adventure 2 Battle
Escape,
second.
Bro?
Yeah, hands down.
City Escape?
And then my favorite game ever, which is not Melee, Paper Mario and the 1,000-Year Door.
Melee doesn't make top three?
No, it's not my favorite game ever. It's just the game that I like grind the most.
Why Paper Mario?
Something's
why Paper Mario?
Yeah.
You fibbing?
No. Why?
Favorite.
Why Paper favorite. Mario? I really like the RPG aspect of
it's
it.
It's unrealistic body expectations. That's why I don't
it
like
is.
That
They're
game.
Paper thin.
Yeah.
I just like how like much control of the game you have. Like there's so much shit you can do. Like I'm gonna one shot a boss. You can one shot a boss. Just press A enough times at the correct time. You know, just keep going. Like the story mode's great. The abilities are great. MP management and everything's amazing. And it's just ass broken. You could clip through everything. Love it.
Alright. No, yeah, Fortnite.
Yo, that's a good one, though.
I thought about doing it on mine, but I knew exactly
that's
what
going number four for me.
I'm gonna go Mr. Pac-Man on GameCube.
The 3D one?
No.
What?
That's the worst game.
Bro, it was so much
fun.
Why
not Miss Pac-Man?
It didn't exist in that.
Misogynistic.
I'm just saying, bro.
No, Miss Pac-Man.
Girls had cooties at that age, bro. What do you mean?
You're right.
Come on, think about
you're
it.
You're right.
What do you mean at that age?
Think playing it. Halo 1 campaign. wasn't big into the multiplayer thing, but the campaign I really liked a lot.
Okay.
I really started playing video games when I met you.
Wait, post
you
it.
You started
wait,
this.
Come back to me. I had to change one of mine. I'm just going to add a number
My favorite is...
No, I'd take away the Pac-Man thing, actually.
Probably because the game
no,
was
you're
garbage.
No, you're holding under pressure. You're giving up your morals.
No, because
yeah,
now
no,
he's thinking
no,
more
it,
games.
It wasn't that... I'll go Halo 1, and then I'll do MW2, and then... What's that, Sonic and Hedgehog... Sonic Hedgehog game
like
that we used
Sonic
to play?
Sonic the Hedgehog?
No, no, no. What's that one game that we used to
Sonic
play?
Probably
Hedgehog.
Two. Adventure
Not
Battle
the
two.
Riders, but,
Two.
Sonic, it was Sonic Riders. The one with
the
skateboards.
Sonic at the Olympic Games.
Yeah, something like that. It was not Sonic.
It was not Mario.
It was like
Sonic.
Knuckles and Tails and something like that. I forget.
That's still every one of them.
It was,
yeah.
It was Sonic Riders, probably.
Some Sonic
every
game.
Sonic has
yeah,
Sonic
that,
and Tails in
like
it.
Was
Knuckles in it?
The Sonic
game
with the
Hedgehog.
Yeah, the red guy. Yeah, he was in it too.
Dude, I played...
Yo, that movie's gonna be so
Chicken
bad.
Chicken on the Game
yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
That game was sick.
Chicken
Little. Kim Possible on the Game Boy.
Guitar Hero 3.
Great
oh my
game.
God, I actually forgot about that. It was fun, dude.
Nobody talks about it.
You can't actually have three,
it was revolutionary.
Like, favorite.
It
I feel like
it
that's
was.
Impossible.
It changed everything.
It made you feel like a fucking
top five would have been
so
a lot easier to say.
I'd like to add a fourth and a five.
No.
Guitar Hero and 1080 Avalanche.
Alright, 1080
Guitar
Avalanche.
Guitar Hero is definitely a mod.
Me and Jake played 1080 Avalanche way too much. For a game that shouldn't have been played that much.
For a game that was horrible, we really killed it.
We overplayed that game.
I'll add two more.
Wait, can I add mine? Because mine is, like, untouched.
All right, you can add yours.
Mine might be my number one favorite, and it's the Jurassic Park game that
oh,
you play in arcades.
Oh,
yo,
yeah.
Dude, so spot.
If you're ever,
so spot.
If you're
right.
ever in an arcade,
so
and you're like, yo, where did Mike go? Check that game. Because I will spend every penny I come with to play that game and beat it.
No, it's a good game.
That was my... That's still my... Still, to this day, if I'm in an arcade, I go to...
The truck?
No, you... Shoot. It's a... two-player game, yeah. You're driving around the truck.
Okay,
it's a
yeah.
closed off
yeah.
one, the big screen.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Mike said
they have it at Swing Time and Howell.
Mike said that his one goal as an adult
$15,000
is to buy the machine.
$15,000.
I
yeah.
appreciate
that's
that.
Pretty,
goal.
I was
say, that's
pretty.
I'll be
pretty
the first person to come over and play.
You
and
can.
I don't know if any of you played Smite, but that game.
I heard it
sucks.
Mm-hmm. No,
the game is strictly worse than League of Legends.
I heard it's like a League of Legends for people who suck ass at League of Legends.
It's like a third person, like
it's a League of Legends MOBA with Greek gods that are horribly depicted with inaccuracy.
Yeah, I
people
do.
Like
I
have
I bought this one guy's little squirrel. His name's
Ratatasker.
Yeah,
Ratatasker.
Yeah. He's sick.
They had to nerf his ult because it was degenerate.
Yeah, he's so good.
You mean Hi-Rez? They make that?
No,
the company.
I have no idea.
Hi-Rez Studios.
Can we get on record real quick? Jake, why isn't Jump Force going to be good? I want, because in 3 to 4 weeks, Jake is going to come back and
good.
Be like, yo, Jump Force is sick. Just like Ultimate. He was like, it's never going to be Melee. Melee is so good.
I never said, I was skeptical about Ultimate. I said Smash 4 would never do it. I said Ultimate,
listen,
there was a lot of good
things. I want on record, what do you think about Jump Force?
I think that...
I want this on record.
I think the fact that the character models clipped through each other in
they have Yu-Gi-Oh!
All the trailers.
They have Yu-Gi-Oh!
They have Yugi.
Yes! And he has cards, and he plays them.
Yeah. You know how cool Dark Magician, I summon you, is going to be for the 50th time?
Well, put it in Japanese, and you won't even know what he's saying, brother. That's that one show I've never watched sub, because it was like Cartoon Network. So the first time I saw the trailer and him in Japanese, I was like, yo, what's going on? Whereas
who
Dragon
is?
Ball, like, you've watched, after episode, what, 71, it's subbed?
I just went, I just went subbed from the beginning.
Yeah.
It's
Old
so much better besides Goku's voice.
Gohan's is bad, too.
Gohan's
is really bad.
Vegeta's is better in Japanese.
I think so.
But, like,
is.
But Gohan's voice?
He's also Captain Falcon in Melee. And maybe the other ones, I don't know.
Oh, Jen, top 3 favorite video games. Fire.
Me?
Yeah,
it's your year.
Super Mario Brothers. Dark
Blazing Dragons on PlayStation. Way of the Samurai on PlayStation 2. And Overwatch.
For the record, she worked at Microsoft. Keep going.
And Overwatch.
Yeah.
What about Spyro?
Not one Xbox game was said.
Ooh,
wait, can we try
Overwatch
to decide what's
Xbox.
The best game from each individual console? Like,
that's
what did we say?
Gears of War, it was
that's
strictly
a
for Xbox. For a reason.
No, but I'm
Spyro,
saying.
Spyro. Great, great. Pick.
No, like,
that's
Nintendo
Spyro.
64, what's the best game ever made? Not GoldenEye. It's not GoldenEye.
Mario.
Mario. I like Mario, just in general.
Super Mario 64? Because I'm down for that.
Yeah, I'm in.
Pokemon Snap.
Ooh.
Underrated. Also kind of overappreciated.
Listen.
But it's a great game.
I was like really young when I played that, and I only got pictures of the...
Voltorb.
No. Why am I going blank, dude?
Diglett.
No. What in the trees, bro.
Pokemon Snap?
The,
The Cocoon.
Orange
cocoon.
One. The yellow one. The
Cocoon.
Cocoon. I only saw Cocoonas. And they were in the trees. And I was
you
like,
could
dude.
Throw apples.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, bro. You
that just blew his. That just blew his mind.
Like, yo, there's this one. If you kick a Charmander into lava, it comes out. I think as a Charizard.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I forget.
Let's just skip it.
Also, if you throw a Pokeball into the lava on, like, I think it's the third map, Moltres comes out. Yeah, that's a thing.
Maybe that's what I'm talking about.
I just was looking at the trees.
I think it'd be pretty harsh to kick Charmander into a pool of lava.
Yeah.
But, you know, gotta get Charizard somehow.
Yeah.
They don't listen to you anyway.
Let's just skip an evolution, but it's fine.
Yeah, Dustin, top three games.
Yeah.
Legion of Gaia, SNES, Maniac Mansion on Nintendo, probably Zelda Link to the Past on Super Nintendo.
No Zelda was
Link to the Past?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you play Breath of the Wild?
Playing it.
Did you play Ocarina of Time?
Yeah.
Skyward Sword?
Nope.
I felt like you got serious with those games that you just listed.
Well, he had the benefit of going last.
How could he have the benefit of going last?
I always had that list on Breath of Fire.
Breath of the Wild, mm-hmm. Wind Waker, and Ocarina of Time, and Majora's Mask all exist.
There's probably sentimentality attached to it, too, because I grew up playing those games. So, I mean, to me, like, it didn't get any better at that point for Link to the Past.
I took sentimental value out of the game immediately.
Yeah.
It's not on my list. That's why Melee didn't make it. As far as Melee goes, for me, the last game that our grandma Jeannie, she has Alzheimer's, the last game she ever actually herself bought me and didn't, like, put, like, my grandpa just didn't put her name on it because she couldn't buy it anymore was Super Smash Bros. Melee. It's the last game she ever bought me in 2001.
She used to buy us Pokemon every single year at Easter.
That's cute.
Yeah, we'd get a different color.
Yeah.
Because they always had two.
Like,
shut up, bro. We're talking about our grandmother right now.
Can we talk about Fortnite?
Yeah,
talk about whatever you want.
Yeah.
That's how I met everybody.
I'm a bot.
Yeah,
big
chicken nugget over
dude,
here.
I'm such a potato chip. I'm actually a french fry and how much I get my
shit.
I'm
worse than him, though.
Being a potato.
If you went to McDonald's right now, particularly speaking, right?
You would just see a bunch of
and you ordered a 20-piece nugget and just put a controller on top of it.
That's Zach.
Zach.
Over here. This guy.
Actually, it'd probably be better. I'd probably rather have that.
You think it'd be better?
He'd probably have better communication.
I think a 20 piece is actually better than Mick.
Yeah.
They need something else.
He's like the weird value 10 pack that comes out once a month.
You know, like when you order a 20 piece but you get 2 10 pieces and you really are pissed that you didn't get the 20 piece box? Or is that just me?
No, I feel that.
Yeah.
I think that's a little better though, because like you can finish that 10 piece. And then by the time you show up to where you were going with it, it looks like you didn't touch them.
Yeah, but if you open the
20
piece, someone's looking at your box.
No, but like if you show up with like a fresh box never opened, people don't think like you're a fat slob. They're just like, yo, he brought her some nuggets.
In the comments.
And then you only eat like a couple, you know what I mean? You only eat like two and you're like, I'm full. And they're like, oh, he's been so good with his diet.
Again,
like,
it's case and I'm all fat.
Yeah, I know. It's just the internet.
Who's fat?
We're fucking fat, fuck you. Yeah. Talk about chicken nuggets for 20 minutes.
Top 10 piece nuggets.
Better be fat and happy.
Top 3 french fries.
Checkers. Checkers
Chick-fil-A.
Fries, number one.
Okay.
Chick-fil-A,
Checkers,
number two.
You like waffle fries? You're a waffle fry guy? I'm a thin cut, but I'll take Chick-fil-A fries.
No, Taco Bell nacho fries.
Old burger
fries. Terrible.
Fire.
Absolute flames.
Dog.
Wait, what? What is it?
Taco Bell nacho fries.
Pico has done a lot of things. He's going to tell you he hasn't.
I've never had Taco Bell.
We've been to Taco Bell together.
His lies are pointless, though.
No, I'm a fibber. I'll get that. But I've never been to Taco Bell.
He came with me multiple times.
But I never ate.
No, he's eating.
I haven't.
I know your order. We have the receipts.
He's lying, and it's just pointless.
I've never been to Taco Bell.
Hey, so, alright, talk about Fortnite. Let's off topic.
But no, top fries, bro. Remember Burger King, like, pre-thick cut? Yo, like 10 years ago, those were...
They made a big boast on changing the recipe on it, too, and it just kind of went away.
Yeah, because they weren't good. They had the sea salt fries at Wendy's for a while.
Did we destroy
them? Oh my god, I got it. It's in the bag.
Fry in one lamp?
It's in the bag. Checkers, obviously.
Checkers, no.
Chick-fil-A, obviously. Burger King chicken fries.
Five.
No,
guys.
You didn't play.
Overrated. Overrated.
Best thing Burger King ever did.
Five guys.
Yo, Buffalo Wild Wings has some
fire
fries. Buffalo Wild Wings has some solid fries.
No, they do.
They do. No free ads.
No, they're solid. Too skinny.
No free ads.
No free ads.
Too skinny.
Huh?
They're good, but too
skinny. I'm a skinny fry kind of guy.
I have to shove like 12 in my mouth to eat like one, though. That's the problem.
I'm just gonna clip that.
I get no satisfaction unless there's six or seven of them in my mouth at the same time.
Yeah.
Can you clip that for us?
Yeah.
Can you actually make that that entry?
The
video?
But don't talk about fries.
Yeah, don't talk about fries. Just
is us talking earlier gonna be the intro before you go into it?
Because
that's kind of fun.
Yeah, I can do that if you want.
Forget what we were saying.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because we've gotten off track at
intros
at least once.
Yeah.
No, he's
no, we have a video where it took him like 25 tries.
Yeah, but that 26 tries.
Oh, real quick, shouts out, follow us on Instagram, Twitch, YouTube, Twitter, at Team Tactic.
What'd you guys think of the marshmallow event?
I thought it was cool.
Sick. Like, no one's ever done that.
I thought it was the coolest fucking thing ever.
Like,
I did.
Like, apparently, if we're gonna go, like, from numbers-wise, there was 60 million people that were on the game
that day
that watched it. So
that's more people than have ever listened to Nicki Minaj or Cardi B, probably.
Probably.
Because they're trash!
He broke the record for the world's probably only and biggest ever online concert.
Marshmallow had more streams in a Fortnite game than Nicki Minaj has had in her life.
Yeah.
But never done it in a game.
Like
all the Warcraft people got like married and shit, but nobody's ever done anything like that.
What?
World of Warcraft. People got married in World of Warcraft.
What do you mean?
You went to a
I went to a Warcraft wedding years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The girl was dating somebody from Alaska.
Like IRL?
In the game. They had like somebody that was actually allowed to officiate in the game too.
I strictly... That new game, Apex Legends. You heard of that?
Game's trash.
It's a fun game.
I thought it was fun. I have more fun playing that than I do Fortnite. I don't know if it's because it's like more realistic or it's less building or
it's
what, but I like it better. Maybe because it's more familiar to me.
If you hop into Fortnite right now, the skill gap is so high.
Because everybody's on
good.
Apex?
Everyone's good. No, not even that. Everyone's just good.
Yeah, you can't be a new player in Fortnite these days.
That's how I feel about it. Like, I just get wrecked immediately, and it's not fun for me. Plus, I don't play with people online usually.
Yeah, like, the thing about Fortnite, if you can't build, you can't play.
Yeah.
It's that simple. You have to, you're not even, like, build, like, oh, I gotta get high ground. Like, just protect yourself. If you don't know how to, you're gonna get absolutely mobbed.
Which is why it's such a cool game. Like, I don't play it. I just have the least fun playing it ever. But, like, I love it, because I think
it's
so cool.
You can... do like so many different things.
It's like magic, dude. Like it's like putting on magical barriers. It's so sick.
It's awesome. So it's like I love the building aspect of it. But then like Apex is like I got my first win on last night playing with it's like trios right now and that's it.
Yeah.
It's fun.
So
it's like it's literally Titanfall, if you know what that is.
I never played Titanfall.
Titanfall was like campaign. It was like a campaign.
Titanfall was the most hype first week of a game ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apex is strictly in the honeymoon phase right now, though.
It's like. Apex is
if
just,
it doesn't add more stuff, I think it's gonna
just
fail.
But
really
that's the problem. They can't add too much. That's Epic Games' problem. They change things way too often.
That's a huge.
He's right.
And
he's wrong though,
have.
Because Epic Games, what they do is like, they put in shit that is terrible for the game a lot of times. The planes right now are the worst thing ever. The Deagle is the worst thing ever. They put boomboxes in that would destroy builds, and you couldn't get there.
Really
that stuff was just stupid. Fireworks in it, they don't even do anything. So it's not, they're literally pointless. Like, right
they're
now.
They're just so stupid.
They're just stupid, but like, adding shit is what keeps it fresh. Because like,
100%
even because like, no matter what, even if I hate it or not, like, there's a new thing in the game every week, and you're gonna have to figure out how to counter it, or be prepared for it, or anything. Like, it's, I don't, think like they added like campfires around the map now, which were always there, and they were just you couldn't even do anything. Now you could use them, like that's cool. Like they add good shit and bad shit.
I think that's their biggest.
And sometimes the good shit outweighs the bad, and sometimes the bad outweighs the good. And it's
then
just
they
like
change it anyway.
They're also gonna make competitive mode though.
Competitive is right now.
Yeah,
it's today and tomorrow. They're testing out what they think should be in it.
So actually,
the planes are still in it right now because they're gonna leave them in for the rest of the season. There's only like fucking 18 days left, but I don't know. I like Fortnite for that exact reason.
That's why I think
as much as they change, it's like it keeps it fresh. There's a new gun you can find on the ground, and is even if it's good or bad, it changes like it just changes about everything. Like,
they keep the conversation going too.
There's some. There's the meta is changing a lot, which is why people don't like it. But like to having to adjust, like if you're good at the game, you can adjust to it.
Yeah.
It's not like you can't. It's annoying. I liked the double pumps. That was my favorite thing ever from like season two. That was
shit,
awesome.
Shit smacked.
It was awesome. But like that literally was like a game breaking thing that it wasn't supposed to be there. So like, I understand why it's not there. Can they make a playlist where it's just like double pumps? Yeah, and they probably should because that'd be fucking fun.
I will. Here's the thing.
We had a serious like topic argument about this, like Apex and Fortnite, like because that's like the two right now.
Yeah.
Fortnite's still dominant compared to it, player base and everything. Obviously, the game, Apex is like 4 days old, right? But if Apex starts catching up and is dominating, like right now on Twitch, it is. Because all the streamers are playing that.
Getting paid.
They're also getting paid to play that, which is weird. Like, Apex paid Ninja and Shroud and Dr. Disrespect.
Because influencer marketing.
Yeah, it's smart by them, but, like...
It's what you have to do.
I feel like it's, like, cheating, but, like, it's
not. Is Ninja allowed to do that? Because doesn't he have, like, an actual deal with Epic? Is he allowed
I don't think
to share
so.
Like other games?
He doesn't have... No, nothing with Epic.
Smart.
He's boys with them, but, like, not like that.
Not smart.
But we were saying, like... So, if Apex starts doing really good... Like, Fortnite's just sitting there, and they have, like, a red button on their desk that just says Season 2.
Yeah.
And if, like, shit goes bad, they're just gonna smack it. And, like, they can dominate again. Like, they know they can. It's like they make their game bad on purpose so people get mad, and then they know how to make it really good, and then they'll just get everyone back.
Yeah.
It's, like, a circle of, like, they're sick of that. Yeah, like, if Apex does good, it's gonna make Fortnite get better. Which is like, so it's like almost good that Apex came out.
They're gonna give people what they want.
Because now that Apex is out, Fortnite had no competition. None. It was
everyone else tried.
Honestly, they still won't have any from like, if you're looking at money standpoints, no one will ever come close to that. Like, no one. But, right now, like, player base wise, and who likes what game more, Apex is like definitely like, they're sitting there like, and they're definitely talking about it right now. 100%. They're like, alright. Respawn just came out with this game. A lot of people are liking it. It's gonna make. I think it'll help Fortnite, honestly, in the long run. I personally played Apex. I gave it an honest chance. I played like an hour the other day. I played like for an hour and a half last night. It's honestly fun, but it's just like.
It takes so long to kill somebody.
The kill time's very long. Right now, ammo is very hard to find. The magazines are really small.
That's what my issue was with it. Like, I'm not like a pro gamer, but like I'm pretty good. Like if I learn a game, like I can get good where I can like be a good teammate.
Yeah.
But I was playing that and I was like mowing people down with whatever weapon I had at the time, and I just ran out of ammo and I was like, I would have fucking killed this guy
because
I was crushing it.
Yeah, ammo is a problem. Extended mags on an AR goes from 18 bullets to 20.
That's so
dumb.
Holy shit, that's broken.
Yeah. No. The regular mag should be like 25 to 30, and the extended should be 30 to 45, depending on what type of gun it is. Yeah. And the ammo should be like everywhere.
Just call it
the
logic.
And another reason why there's classes in that game that you pick before you go in, and like for any BR game, I don't like that because like for esports, let's say, there's a girl that has smoke grenades that she could throw, and there's the guy who could look through smoke. So if you're in a final circle, she throws like six smokes, and then you could just shoot the whole. It's like game-breaking mechanics, so if they're going to do competitive for it, they're going to have to like make like three classes that nothing like counters anything or something. Because whenever there's classes in the game, there's always like an OP combo.
There's always that combo.
Yeah, and
that's my issue in any game I've ever played. That's my main issue with Hearthstone. You pick a character.
Yeah.
Your character has an ability.
Stop.
Some gain two life. Some deal damage. Some can hit creatures. That is just, in its core, broken. Because there are some matches that are unwinnable. Like, there are some things, like, this guy, like, I just can't outpace his ability. There are some decks that take longer.
Yeah.
Some that kill quick. Like, there are just things, especially in shooters, where it's the biggest problem. Where, like, they gave one guy a UAV that he could put, and they gave other guys fucking the gauntlets from Fable 2. Like, that type of unbalancing truly bothers me. Like, if they made classes in Fortnite, the game would die.
Yeah.
or become one class.
Which is why they're all aesthetic with that kind of thing, too, because it gives you the custom ability of, like, having a class with your skin or whatever you're doing. It makes you feel a little bit more unique against the other players, but you're not really changing your abilities against them, so nobody can really counter you.
Yeah, you're 100% correct. If we want to look deeper into this, Apex is made by Respawn, and EA owns Respawn, and EA loves in-game purchases. They already have it in the game. Like, when Fortnite came out, it had, like, it had a store, but, like, no one used it. No one bought anything. Still sad. That was season 2. So that's, like, 3 months into it, because that was, like, in October. It came out, like...
Renegade Rally.
Yeah, right, yeah. So, like, right now, EA's, like... Every single game I've ever played with EA, they ruined it. Like, every game.
EA gets bashed because their purchases are incorrect.
They're like,
how they make their purchases are wrong. Like, Star Wars, how they were like, well, grind for 100 hours to try and get a Jedi, or spend 10 and try to get one in a chest. And it's like, people are dumping all this money in, and then they get fucking Kylo Ren, and they're mowing everyone down. Like, they make their in-game purchases make you better.
It's pay to play.
That's why Overwatch... They don't give you anything that breaks the game. Your character is always the same, but
it's all
I have gold fucking shuriken. What's good, bro? Fuck with my Genji, and it's just like
your in-game purchases can't give you.
They don't grant any competitive advantage. Yeah.
This is a prime. Like, I remember in Black Ops 3, they started when like towards the end of the game's life cycle, they started adding guns in and like
DLC guns.
It was DLC guns, and you had to buy crates to get them. From there, it went downhill. And then Modern Warfare Master came out, and it was awesome. And then they started adding all this shit into it.
And
new guns. And you have to buy DLC crates. Here I am, buying DLC crates. And I had a MAC-10, and the other kid didn't. And he got ripped up by my rectangle. I'll let you know that. I got lucky enough to get it in a crate, and that gun was dominant. So, like, I paid to play. I was going to win most of my gunfights with that. You know what I mean?
They fixed that in Call of Duty World War II, though. Because they made the guns DLC guns, but you... didn't pay to get them. You got them through like challenges and chests and stuff.
Which is what makes people want to play the game and have more fun with it.
That's
as long as it's fun to get it. Yeah.
That's why I like Super Smash Bros. Because you pick your character, you know what you're doing.
Can't you buy DLC though? Can't you buy downloadable characters on that? Like buy characters?
Yeah, but if you go like they never okay, with the exception of fucking Bayonetta and Cloud, the DLC characters were all mediocre.
Okay.
And then Bayonetta just ran the tournaments, but like
which is why she got banned.
But the reason... Bayonetta never actually got banned. They nerfed her, but not enough.
No, I think in tournaments, you can play as her in a lot of them.
Only Meta Knight. Meta Knight in Brawl was the only character ever to get banned from Super Smash Bros. They banned strategies. They never banned a whole character like they did Meta Knight. They were like, you can't play with us.
No game I really enjoyed that had like classes? Siege.
But that's different.
Yeah,
that's
a
strategy
game.
That's a strategy game that you happen to hold a gun.
It's probably one of my favorites, I'd say, actually.
Like
tournaments for that. And we had a lot of people come to it, and they were like,
Siege,
flipping
I feel like,
out.
Yeah,
it was so much
Siege
fun.
Siege in the beginning, I switched my top 5, get Castle Crashers out of there. Rainbow Six Vegas 2 was one of my favorite games ever, because like back in the day, you could literally customize everything like to the camo your guy was wearing, to the camo on your gun. And like I thought that was... the sickest thing ever. Plus, like, it was so, like, different back then. There was no, like, strategy shooting games, almost. The only other one was, like, Splinter Cell. And that was, like, way back then. And it was still Tom Clancy. It was all the same shit. But, like, it was so, like, sick to, like, climb down a building, shoot, kick a window open, and kill, like, the other team, plant the bomb, and, like, have it, like, all planned out. And then, like, Siege came out. I was hyped for it.
That's why it's still so popular, too.
It is. And but, like, I feel like when it first came out, it wasn't as popular as what it is. Like, it, like, grew. Like, esports-wise, it wasn't... I don't... Because I would have played it a lot more. But, like, I played the shit out of it, and, like, no one was really playing it. And then, like, 6-7 months later, like, people were playing it more and more. And then, like, I was hearing a lot more stuff. And, like, I enjoy it. But for shooting games, like, I don't know. I like fast-paced stuff.
Yeah.
Or it can be fast-paced. But you can control it. That's, like... Fortnite is, like, why I like it better than Apex. Apex is, like, more... unless you're fighting, it's very slow.
It's
like,
super slow, I agree.
Running, sprinting-wise, literally, it's you sprint fast, but, like...
and there's not much, like, around.
There's
like,
no,
Fortnite
the map
kind of
is,
the
like...
the same, but, like, there's really nothing around that makes it super interesting-looking or interactable or anything like that.
It looks a lot
in my
like,
7 games that I played.
Looks like Halo maps.
It's like a Halo 5 map, and, like, the characters remind me of Borderlands. Everyone's calling it Borderlands Titanfall BR.
I heard everybody calling it Overwatch.
I didn't even play it, but pictures of it.
Oh my god, I'm changing my top 3.
No, you're gonna put Borderlands 2. Yeah.
Borderlands 2.
I didn't like Borderlands 2.
I love farming. I can never get behind the mentality of someone who wants to, like,
sit there and redo the same thing over and over again and take a 94% sham from the bunker, bro. Which I've never done. I've fucking killed him probably 1,500 times.
I forgot I was talking.
He's bad. Coleman has it. He's bad.
Yeah.
I don't care if Coleman cheated.
Coleman's count's modest.
Okay, what I was getting at is I can never understand someone who, like, needs to get these, like, achievements in a game that, like, farming for one thing in a game, and then, like, what do you do after?
What do you mean? You merc people.
But I'm
saying, like, you spend so much time,
at least, like, when you play, like, Fortnite, like, you're playing with your team to get better if you have the goal of being, like, on a professional stage. Like, our squad is so good right now. Like, the squad that we put together is so good. And I truly believe they can be, like, competitive. And that makes sense to me because, like, esports as a whole is growing. It's supposed to be over, like, 1.2 billion in 2020. It's exploding.
It's gonna be top three sports within the next, like, 5 years.
It's exploding. It's going to be better than baseball because baseball sucks. Baseball is so slow. We don't have to get into that.
It's going
to
be basketball, American football, esports.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basketball's growing like crazy. I love basketball.
NBA sucks.
I love NBA. Especially Klay Thompson, KD, both free agents. If they leave, Kawhi goes somewhere else. Super teams are gone again.
Knicks are going to be a super team next year.
Fact.
You heard it.
Whole league's going to be balanced out again after this year.
For the record.
I literally
if they get Kyrie, KD, draft Zion, and you have Dennis Smith Jr., they actually have a chance of being like a filthy team, but like that's only if everything goes right. Zion. It's either you're going to be the worst again next year or like top three in the East. Against, like, Giannis, and the Celtics will still be good because they're core. But back to what I was saying, people are going to be as passionate about esports one day. And, like, you need to get your teams together and, like, actually be competitive. And that makes sense to me to grind all day.
How'd you guys grow your team to where it is now, and where do you want to see it go?
How'd you get to where you are now,
and where do you
want to
go?
I'm not where I want to be.
We're nowhere near where we want to be.
But you said you feel like tight.
I feel like, honestly, our huge problem with us is literally...
Consistency,
yeah, but not even that. Like, for me, in my point, I need money because I just built my computer and I would love to stream, but when I stream, it's not terrible, but there's a slight frame drop every now and then. And, like, for games, anyone who takes a game serious, any frame drop in any game. But in Fortnite, I'm building, and then, like, I Harry Potter myself, and I lose height in a build fight, and then that's it.
Like, it's all you need to go get.
Kid, like,
what's
you
Harry
got,
Pottering yourself?
It's when, like, you build stairs, and you meant to
you
jump above them, but
you
go through them.
Forward.
So you're, like, under the stairs, like he was.
So, like,
Harry Potter.
A very pop, like, what they do is it will be, like, ramp, floor, and a wall. But when you put that ramp down, because your character model is in the ramp when it's being built, the ramp doesn't have any rigidity, so you fall right through it. And then it shoots you under, and you're trapped inside of the triangle that you just made.
Wow.
So then you have to either go out the side, which means that you...
out.
Not even break out, because your sides typically are closed. Maybe one, but you'll be there. They probably have a chance to get two or three blocks higher, in the chance that you could either turn around, edit a ramp, or wall a ramp out the side, and then you're completely exposed again, and you're below them, which is the worst place to be in Fortnite. You never want to be below a player.
Actually, yes and no. He is right.
In most cases,
yeah, but there's also times where, like, low ground is honestly better. Like yesterday in the final circle, like, we were rotating. There's 40 people alive in a circle that there's usually like 10, but we were like high up in points, so you play better players. And there's actually a couple pairs in our game that game, but that's besides the point. Nope, not murdered. So as we were rotating, like, that's why I like Fortnite so much. You gotta look and know the map, where the mountains are and stuff, to know where the high ground is and where you gotta be, because the circle is gonna go anywhere. Once it gets smaller, it's constantly moving. And yesterday, for the first time,
I've never seen this before.
The storm surge happened, which is when everything out, because the server, like, when there's a lot of building, it clogs the server up, and it breaks everything that's in the storm. So now, as you're building, people's shit's falling, rarely happens, but I was like, what the fuck, like, storm surge, I was dead, Vinny was the last one alive, and, like, it was so laggy, and, like, you saw people just teleporting, because, like, the server couldn't handle it.
Yeah, I've never seen
that's
that
many
pop up
alive
on the screen.
Like,
it had the same sound as, like, a tactical nuke from MW2. Like, yeah, it just, like, popped up, and, like, It was the weirdest thing ever. I didn't know what it was.
It said Storm Surge, and I was like, I thought like someone was hacking the game, I swear. And I was like, wait, I've seen this like once on like a pro player stream, and it's like when the server is too crowded with that many builds to help it run better, it'll break everything that's already built in the storm.
Yeah.
So like, but then that's also, it's game changing because like previous builds that could have been in the storm that, because the storm could go like this way and then come back the same way it already was, and then you would already have builds, but now they're not there anymore. So you, like mat wise, you run out of mats. It's very game changing. Like, no, I don't think anyone was ready. Because I went on this kid's stream that was in our game, and he was like, I don't know what the fuck just happened to me. He's like, that never happened ever in Fortnite to me. I was like, yeah, like, that was crazy shit.
Well, yeah, let's say there's regulations against that in, like, pro, like, tournaments. Yeah. Like, if that happens,
the pro tournaments, like, whatever they do for that, the connection-wise, like...
I heard they just let people, like, okay, you died, sorry, connection sucks.
Yeah, it's one of the funnest things I've watched in a minute. Like, I could watch Halo 3 all day, and I can also watch, like, Fortnite, and games are sick, because, like, everyone's just... everywhere, and it's crazy.
I like watching Fortnite streams and stuff like that. Like, again, I don't like playing it, but I like watching pro matches.
Yeah, it's very entertaining. It's so entertaining. Like, the game is so easy to watch, and how they have it right now, like, the spectating mode that they made, like, that's why I like it. Like, Apex is very... it's a fun game, but it looks like... it's, like, not appealing to little kids, character-wise and everything, like, gameplay-wise.
Definitely not. I think it's a little bit more, like, adult. Even though Fortnite is very adult as well.
Fair. As in, she'll know where to look before it starts.
I've seen Quadro just destroy a tournament of, like, 60 people.
Yeah.
Like, 12 years old.
We met those one kids. He's by far the best 10-year-old I've ever seen.
Oh. What's... Davian. Shouts out Davian.
Who?
Bolts. Shouts out Bolts. I hope he listens to this. He's like 10. He's from Jersey. He's
actually 10 years old.
And he's actually like...
He won't
talk unless like we need like 6 hours to get him like comfortable.
And when you're playing Fortnite with him, he's like... he whispers and he just... he's clapping kids.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Keyboard mouse too. He just kills.
Don't worry, they're dead.
Yeah. No, it's how he is. You play with him?
Yeah.
Guys, I'm getting a 10.
Guys, there's a team behind us.
Guys,
there's a horror movie.
They're all dead.
There's only one left. It's an ASR.
It's like, where's the other team?
There's no one left alive.
Zach, do you need shield? I got shield.
No, that's what he is. Because his dad's like always right next to him.
His dad's awesome.
Half the time.
Shouts out his dad.
His dad's really
good. His dad is like the greatest dad in the world.
Yeah.
Like, low key, like, he drove him, like, they're in, like, North Jersey, like not Patterson, to disclose, yeah, around there. Not to disclose the 10-year-old's location. All right, so they're in Elizabeth. And
Red Bank.
Yeah, Red Bank. Perth Amboy. Okay, so they're in New Jersey, and he drove him, like, 45 minutes to the mall. He drove him to Jamaica, Queens, like, New York for that tournament. Like, he brings him everywhere. He has, like, a nice setup. And, like, he loves to have him talk to us, because we're like, dude, do it. Like, go for it.
Yeah,
like, you can be a pro gamer. And his dad's like, see, listen to them. Like, his dad's the man. Like, he's...
yeah.
Like, most dads would be mad, like, driving a kid to play a sport, like, an hour. And, like,
literally my dad...
you know the dad doesn't comprehend. This is no offense to him.
He doesn't comprehend what esports will be. Like, an hour. Mm-hmm.
Like Ninja doesn't make $500,000 a month.
I explained it to people straight up.
Yeah, Fortnite changed a lot about esports.
Yeah.
It brought a lot of people together.
Everything about it, really.
What Fortnite did that major that no one's ever done ever was PS4 and Xbox.
Yeah.
That cross-platform was like game.
Also, the game being free just made it so anyone can take the risk of playing it.
Yeah.
And I think so many more games are going to be free in the future. Because they know in-app purchases.
They don't,
where it's at.
People are going to spend more on the in-game. I've easily spent
$300. How much is it for V-Bucks just for a season? Like $10?
You
have the minimum spend 10? What season is it?
7.
So if you've played every season of Fortnite to this point and got the Game Pass, you've already spent 70.
But then you don't
have
to get
skins.
The Game Pass. Like,
you
don't have to do it. And
but
you can
most
still
people
have it
will.
And have fun and be on essentially the same level as everybody else. So that's why it's smart.
But
it's
also
cool
do it,
because
then
they give you free V-Bucks during the Battle Pass. They'll give you like 100
V-Bucks. So you can
get every time you level
get
enough
like
to
that.
Buy the next one.
And
yeah.
more.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
But then people...
If you're actively playing their game, which is feeding their plan, their funnel, then you get it for free. And then if you're not playing it all the time, you still want
to
be on the same par with your friends or
and
whatever, you pay for it.
And
but most of the time,
like,
halfway through the season, you have these V-Bucks. I'm going to buy a skin.
Yeah, exactly.
You
can
battle
pass
with
that.
Oh, I need
more
money in my account.
Answer this question.
Genius. Like, they're so smart. with what they do. Yeah,
you might hate
like
them,
sharks?
But they did it right. You know?
Sharks. Do you like sharks?
Yeah, sure.
Would you pay $20 to have your glider be a giant great white shark with a friggin' laser beam attached to it?
Probably.
Yeah.
Because I did.
I probably would.
I did not, but I
sat on it.
If
there's a dragon glider,
there is.
There's probably three.
There's an ice.
There's an ice
half
dragon.
A normal video
giant
game right
ice
there.
Dragon.
Just think about
it. It looks like the White Walker dragon.
You buy like two different skins
cool.
or... anything like you've already paid
the
for the game,
and then look how many people play the game, you know, or, and then
yeah,
buy.
Cool.
Like, let's
I
say
like
I spend $70 on seven seasons for the season pass.
Yeah. Which
time that
more
times
more.
That by how many people play the game?
Mm-hmm.
But
think
for
about
every
that.
One person who's
number.
Like, I'm not buying skins, I'm not buying the battle pass, I'm playing the free game.
It's called a liar.
There's 10 other people who buy 5 skins a season.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The kid Bolts literally has every single skin that's ever released.
Yeah.
His dad's a homie, like, I'm sure
his dad's awesome.
Buying the shit,
real.
But, like...
That's what League did. Like, League did it before them. Like, we're just gonna put out cosmetic skins and shit like that, but that's
yeah.
a totally different, like,
mm-hmm.
game.
Yeah.
So, they kind of took that concept. They took the best concepts from every other fucking game and put it into their game.
And said
and
it's gonna
like,
be free.
And it's never gonna be outdated because it's its own art style.
Mm-hmm.
It's never gonna look outdated, ever.
But look
yep,
at the changes
they
change Epic
the
has, like, done to Fortnite.
Right,
you go back to Season 1... It is a completely different game.
Yeah.
Like, the amount of effort that we
five.
See, it's
yeah.
nuts.
That's why I like them so much, because they do put so much effort into, like, the lore, like, the events. Like,
yeah.
they'll put random shit, and then people are trying to figure out the conspiracy behind
yeah.
it.
But,
like,
yeah.
but sometimes
it's
putting
so
too much
rich.
Is, like, wrong.
Yeah,
you know
then
what
you
I
get
mean?
The
doing
Kingdom
too
Hearts
much.
Storyline.
Yeah, it's just, it's not, like...
yeah,
which...
we watched a 20-minute video before we started playing 3. Just the lore in general.
Like, I would love a game mode if they brought every flaw back into the game. Like, the double pump, the seeing through walls, the wall peaks.
Like, chaos mode or something?
Like, imagine that. Like, they brought back everything that we love that they took out because it was so not player-based.
Yeah,
yeah, it's
all, like, 98 damage, head scarf.
No, but imagine that. Imagine that if they brought that back. Like, I would like that. Like, I like the game modes they do besides
they
just solo duo squad.
They,
you know what I mean? I like that a lot. Playgrounds changed this game forever.
The first
creative.
The first one hits, the second
Playground
one
first,
the third
though.
One,
because
yeah,
that's what started
like,
everything.
Totally
don't shoot at
building
crazy.
Became huge.
Literally, you put it away.
Because
you
now you can just sit for an hour
yeah.
and just work on building.
No,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Now everybody's a good builder. Now what's going to separate you from being a good builder versus the guy that's a great builder and a good shooter?
It's
you know what
even,
I mean? You have to work for it now.
It's not even like
everybody's running around building walls like it's no tomorrow. You have to be the one to be able to shoot, build, outplay him, do whatever,
yeah.
traps. Like, you have to utilize all these different things in order to kill someone now.
It's all about
nobody's
like
a bot. Nobody's crouch walking anymore. And that's the hardest part about this game.
Even the
yeah,
worst players
really
in the lobby aren't bad. Like, back in the day, if you saw a player who was new to the game... You'd shoot them, and they would just look in circles, not build a thing. You wouldn't waste any ammo. They'd be dead.
They'd never do pencil with the map, like, looking around.
Yeah,
like,
and now you shoot someone, and it's immediately, like, wall, stairs, everything, and this
there's
is, like...
four Eiffel Towers, and you're like, which one is he in? And I'm like, you just shoot, and then you wait for the wall to get replaced, and you're like, there he is. And then you go from there, and then, like, you got... Like, the Deagles right now, one-shot, like, walls, so as you're building up, it's the most annoying thing ever. So, like, yesterday... I was playing with this kid, and there was two kids with two. They each had two deagles in their inventory, so they didn't reload after it was 28 shots being shot at us, and they were just killing our mats. And we were like, "All right, we gotta do something about it." And like that's like, we just if the game is very like, as you can be the best builder in the game, and still kill like, a kid who's decent and just has good aim and just is smart can outplay anyone. Like it's very.
That's why Shroud is so good. He puts no time into the game, but the fact that he can click on someone's head 100%
yeah.
of the time.
If you have good aim, and if you're smart, and you can, like, outplay them, and, like, if the kid's going for high ground, and you see him, he's just going to keep building, you just go to the bottom and break it down, and he's dead. Like, it's very... That's why I like Fortnite so much. It's, like, in the Halo aspect
tactical.
That, like, when I'm playing Halo, I can outsmart people by... throwing a nade off the wall around the corner, and I know he's chasing me, and then I'll just jump out and kill him, like, stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, that really caught me for a loop the first time that happened to me. I
like,
was walking down this shitty map, the fucking gray one. What's it called? Atlas or something?
Who? No, not in Halo.
Yeah, in Halo 3, the giant, the silver one that's, like, the rings, and it has that lower level that has the grab lifts
narrows,
to get up.
Narrows.
Narrows, whatever. I'm in one of the narrows, and the... Two grenades bounce off the wall. My shield goes to zero, and two people jump in and just one me with a BR. I'm like, this game's fun.
Yeah.
What's a BR?
Battle rifle, the main weapon.
Don't, please don't. Just...
Yeah, I messed up Nick in the pit. You know, he hates me for it to this day. He's honestly the worst player.
Jake
I've ever
has never
against.
Beat me in Smash Ultimate.
Yeah, this is true.
Real talk.
That's
real talk.
I've never beat you in my basement.
Okay, Jake has never taken a stock from me in Smash Ultimate in his basement.
We played one game. I played Pichu. He played Crom, and he killed me at 40% all three times.
Good job.
Respect,
eh? Respect.
He'll never. He won't even be able to.
I won't
me
play
now.
Him again in this basement. Just
yeah,
so I can say that.
And that's shit.
And
it
will eat away at him.
He's dying inside.
He just got so
really,
impressed.
It really doesn't bother me. Like,
he just hates that I say it because he knows how like ridiculous it is.
I used to do the same thing to him, and it pissed
We'd
him
play
off.
100 games. I'd beat him 99 times. I'd be like, you know what? His courage is going down. I'll take it a little easy. He'll win. I'll be like.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, yo, you mad because I beat you? You mad because I just saw
so
in your
like,
house,
I
bro?
I actually did it. He had no, nothing to do with it.
My house and meds.
Clowned you.
Yeah, Jake's trash, but it's like...
That's why I'll never, like, let them win ever again.
Well, he doesn't have to because I have never lost a stock to him in his basement, so it doesn't matter.
Usually at the end of the episodes, I do, like, what's your favorite game? We clearly already did that.
Yeah.
Get a revised list.
I was going to say, everybody has a revised list at this point, apparently.
Yeah.
Honestly, we get
what's your favorite game now?
Revised list.
No, it's not changing. We got revised after. We all went back and fixed our lists.
You could say your number one, though.
My number one? Still got to be Paper Mario. Paper Mario, the 1,000-year door.
Mm-hmm.
I respect
Easy,
that.
One of the best games ever.
How about favorite game franchise?
Super Smash Brothers.
Changes it up.
Okay, cool. Favorite game of franchise.
Gaming franchise.
Super Smash Brothers.
Favorite game of franchise.
I don't really have
Activision.
One right now.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Activision.
Franchise.
That's
You're
a company.
An idiot.
Yeah.
Game
oh,
that
yeah.
would give you would say Tony Hawk.
No, Tony Hawk. Remember the one for? Oh man.
No, I'm saying
skate. Underground.
Skate
was
the
one.
It was Project Date. Project
Date. Yeah, that's what it was.
Break
oh my
glass
god.
To get the VHS
to go through the
tape?
Fucking helicopter.
Yo, Tony Hawk.
I feel like playing that now. I've
awesome.
Played it in years.
Yo,
wow.
GoldenEye 007, the OG screen watching.
Like,
you're
bro,
playing multiplayer, like you're not
cheater.
Clearly.
I don't know
breathing.
How you play that game, bro. I can aim when I was younger. I tried to pick that shit up now. I'm like,
it's crazy.
Like fucking,
yeah.
That shit don't make sense.
Well, it's like I
can't
play
I
can't any platformer games on like older consoles. Like I fucking suck at them, and he just whips through them quick.
Yeah, I grew
but,
up with them, yeah.
But I'll have him play Overwatch, and he's like,
walk the wall.
And then he'll fall asleep in the middle of it, straight up.
Yeah.
He's falling asleep in three different games.
I respect
that. He'll
he
do
goes
the action
asleep
when
in every podcast
he
goes in.
His character will stop moving. I look over and he's asleep, and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
I fall asleep all the time. Like when back when I used to play video games like way more, I'd play Melee for 7-8 hours straight, and then Mike would come back from doing whatever he's doing. I'm just like,
well, you know what it is? Like the platformers, you're constantly moving. You're fucking constantly in the motion. Like the newer games, the way they are, like. You're just roaming around half the time. So it's very easy to just kind of like nod off and kind of go into autopilot mode a little bit.
It's true.
Yeah.
Favorite game franchise.
Plus I'm 50.
Did you say yours?
Halo.
Wait.
You said Halo.
I think Halo. Something that would be interesting. Favorite weapon from a game.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Okay.
That'd be a good one because that's going to make right. us think
that's
a little
cool.
bit.
That's
yeah.
cool.
You're talking
so,
like
sweet. Gears of War, Hammer of Dawn.
MW3 MP5.
Jot that down.
Wait, he said the MW2 MP5?
No, he said MW3 MP5.
MP5.
Favorite game franchise.
No,
MP7,
the one that like, has no recoil, it just goes like this.
I have one in my room.
What?
Fuck.
Actually?
Yo, you remember the Hammer Dawn in campaign?
Yeah.
Hammer Dawn.
Filthy.
Can I say Kirby's mouth?
Yes.
It's my favorite.
Yeah. What that mouth do?
Yeah. That's
dope.
What
that
mouth
do,
Kirby?
I like that.
You go
through Rangers. You ever see that meme and it's like,
I've
if Kirby absorbs all the powers that she gets, and it's like depression.
I'm going to school.
It was funny.
If Kirby absorbs you, what powers would
chronic depression.
$0 in the bank account. Only the IRS.
Bankruptcy.
Pico,
favorite gun.
Favorite
weapon.
Gaming franchise, then favorite weapon.
Probably COD, MW2 SCAR.
No, he's right, that is a good gap.
MW2 SCAR was. Or no. No, MW2 ACR, I'm sorry. MW2 ACR.
Yo!
Bro, the UMP existed!
Yo!
The MW2 ACR was a laser.
Yo, can we talk about G36 sniping in Gears
for
a minute?
What was that gun?
The I was almost going to say sniper from Gears.
I love that
so
gun.
So good. The scope. Where it was like all so blue and the back.
The L118A was my favorite
sniper. That
sniper
was unreal. And the heads. I just love the art when you kill someone.
Bro,
they literally
got it you every time, bro.
It's so good. I might just play all of the Gears tonight.
First off, in that game... It was one of the best.
Gears had such a good story.
Alright, Mike, favorite weapon, you're going hammer it on.
No, I like the sniper from Gears, bro.
The long shot?
Yeah.
No, yeah. BR. Probably the BR. Or, like, maybe the energy sword, just because it's like...
God, he's so bad at Halo, it actually
does. Do you remember? We were playing, like, ranked games, and some kid killed us, like, was beating the shit out of us with an energy sword, and then he was talking shit after winning the game, and then the next game, Nick picked up the energy sword and won.
Yeah.
Like, that was it. Like,
it's like,
wasn't that fun, guys?
Energy,
like, wasn't that...
The energy sword, like, back in the day, like, Halo 2, and, like, when you go to your friend's house, and, like, the one kid got the sword, like, you low-key wanted to punch him in the mouth, because, like...
She knows
you knew you weren't gonna win. Like it was it. Like it was a wrap. Yeah. So, energy swords. It's just like one of those iconic things. Like,
yo,
everyone
like,
knows.
My favorite weapon is these hands against Jake in Smash. Like unreal, bro. Like he always caught these hands.
No prediction. I'm gonna call it now. I think the earthquake in Fortnite that's happening is gonna change the whole map. I think they're gonna bring a new map to Fortnite.
Oh, that's cool.
No, it's I already know what's happening.
So. You do. What's gonna happen?
Yeah, so the earthquake happens. Polar Peak is melting, like all the snow and ice is melting. Greasy's gonna be under like water, all flooded. I don't know how it's gonna work if you could like go under the water or not. Tilted's gonna be flooded because Polar Peak's gonna flood like the whole bottom left of the map. Tilted's gonna be flooded. There's already like screenshots of like things floating like in the game code. So like everything's getting flooded.
That's so cool.
And then there's the Fire King that was in. The Fire King was like inside.
That's super sick.
Was this in like patch notes or something?
Yeah,
or?
It's in patch. No, it's in
the
coding, code,
like the actual coding.
Like when they update
the
patch notes each week, kids like go into coding. So now there's like the Fire King that was stuck inside the bottom in the dungeon of the Ice King's prison. That skin was like the secret skin that after like the 9 weeks, if you do all your challenges, you get him.
That's so sad.
So now he's out, and then this rumor of a volcano that's been coming for a minute is like still relevant. And there might be a water park where Wailing Woods is. Because
that's been
a serious rumor for a minute. And now it's like spring. The next season kind of going to be spring.
They go with the seasons.
So they go with the seasons and like Paradise got added.
Awesome.
And, yeah, everything's going to be underwater. So I'm about to be swimming.
My my favorite gun is the Flying Sandhawk from Borderlands 2.
I don't even remember that.
It's a DLC weapon from Captain Rose's Captain Scarlet and her pirate booty. That's the... The weapon, it's an SMG that whenever you shoot, the bullets make the shape of a bird and they flap.
It's so bad.
That gun's degenerate.
That's cool.
Because it destroys the B shield.
Because it's so bad.
Yo, Borderlands 2.
I carried you.
I know you hear me.
Jen, I know you're trying to wrap it up. You're the best.
Thank
just
you.
Want to say that. At Team Tactic on everything, TACTIK is how you spell tactic.
Quick plug.
TACTIK.
At Team Tactic. Oh, we love Jen. Shouts out Real People Gaming.
Thanks.
The hospitality.
Thank you for having us, Jen.
You're the best.
Thanks for coming over. This was so fun.
I'm really glad we have your location now for good.
Yeah,
that's
definitely.
Good. We're just going to show up unannounced.
Please.
You think we're joking. We're joking. We're going to call you like, yo, we're a minute away.
You might be by Jen.
Like, you think it's a joke.
Come by. I'll be
zero boundaries on this team.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We'll stream.
Mostly the two of us. But, like, generally
yeah,
speaking.
Yeah, we're bad together. It's not good.
Generally
you
speaking.
Bring you Chick-fil-A.
We will. What's your order?
Number
give me Chick-fil-A
two.
Sandwich.
Number
spicy.
Two.
No, regular.
You have to respect because it's still good, but, like, if you're not on the spicy
train.
No, spicy.
I'm not spicy.
Bad.
No, I can't,
really?
I can't handle it.
No cheese? I would never order cheese on Chick-fil-A sandwich. I
you're
just
a sociopath right here.
He
always gets cheese on his fucking
pepper jack cheese, baby.
Pepper jack.
Yeah.
That's
good. You know I'm salsa.
He used to get standard.
Fact. That's a fact.
Then I grew up.
Wait,
I
have one more question for everybody.
Yeah, what kind of milkshake?
Chocolate cookies cream. Chocolate
what?
Cookies
oh,
cream.
Game changer.
You have to request it.
I respect
game changer.
It. I respect it.
I'm a pro.
Yo, Shamrock Shake's coming back soon.
I've never had one.
It's just the fact that it comes out like once a year that makes
yeah.
it good.
I never had it. I've tried to order
terrible.
Once, but the one I went to didn't have it, so I was just like,
that's it.
And they were franchised?
I don't know.
They all are, so.
Some of them are. Oh, some of them
have that one wasn't. It didn't have Shamrock Shake. Get rid of them.
What was your last question?
The last question I ask everybody this at the end of the thing after I do the favorite video game thing. Have you guys ever played Blazing Dragons?
No.
Never heard of it.
No one ever has.
Is that game from that
That's
show?
That's why I ask it every time.
Did they play it on Game Grumps?
Maybe. I don't know. I played it when I was younger. I grew up with it.
What game is it? What is it? What is
it's like a point-and-click adventure game for PlayStation. It's
I know
like
what you're
sick.
Talking about.
It has like
it was
old,
in some movie
British
that I watched.
Humor.
That's why.
Is that the roller coaster they have at Universal?
Probably not.
The Dueling Dragons?
Nah, no way.
You literally answered your question.
Do you want to die today?
Jen, favorite anime?
Oh, that's tough.
Yo, maybe
I almost said Love Nikki. That's a game. Maybe Mirai Nikki, which is Future Diary.
Okay.
It's like a battle royale killing show. It's like 10 people or however. They're all competing to be the god of the world, and they get chosen. So they each have like a leg up on each other by. They have their own like version of a diary where they can see what everybody else is doing, like into the future. One girl has like a scroll. Another one has a cell phone. Some girl, she just knows how to like get out of situations. Really violent, awesome show.
What's it called?
It's called Future Diary, but the Japanese name is Mirai Nikki.
Okay.
It's so sick.
Might watch it.
It's really good. Really dark.
Oh, that's my list for sure.
And it has like a tsundere girl who's like crazy but in love with the guy.
I'm gonna
her diary
it,
is everything that he does. Because she's like obsessed with
him.
Oh, he's part of the guy.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming, guys. Team
Thank
Tactic.
You, Jen.
No problem.
You're the best.
Cool.
Yeah.
Had so much fun. Thank you all.
Loved it.
Thank you.
No problem.
We kind of stayed on topic with gaming. That was the biggest surprise ever.
Yeah,
probably
the most
on topic any of our podcasts have actually been.
Which is out. Which is a
That's
alarming.
Insane.
Yeah.
Because we are.
Honestly, I was
we
just
are
really
not
tired.
Like,
I don't know. Yeah.
I blame myself.
The first one started with gaming and then became like. Suicide prevention. And
oh, see, you would never go down that
online.
We would never go for prevention. We'd go for tactics.
Yeah.
Team tactics.
Which top three favorite suicides?
Yeah.